Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Employment and Payroll says solid job growth in second quarter of 2023. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services reported last week that from the second quarter in 2022 to the second quarter in 2023, total employment in the state rose by 6,814 jobs, or 2.5%, and total payroll increased by $266.8 million, or 7.2%. In the second quarter 2023, the largest job growth occurred in professional and business services, 1,249 jobs, or 6%. Local government, including public schools, colleges, and hospitals, 1,105 jobs, or 2.5%. Mining, including oil and gas, 916 jobs, or 5.7%. Leisure and hospitality, 729 jobs, or 1.9%. And construction, 693 jobs, or 3.2%. Sizable job gains were also seen in healthcare and social assistance, transportation and warehousing, federal government, wholesale trade, 272 jobs, or 3.5%, and manufacturing. Employment rose in 19 counties and fell in 4. Here in Campbell County, we added 880 jobs, 3.3% increase, and its total payroll rose by $24.9 million, or 6.6%. Large job growth was seen in mining, including oil and gas, local government, healthcare and social assistance, wholesale trade, and other services. Employment and wage data for the third quarter 2023 are scheduled to be published on February 2nd, 2024. Governor Gordon welcomes federal court decision dismissing lawsuit over oil and gas drilling permits. Governor Mark Gordon welcomed the announcement of the dismissal of a lawsuit brought by extreme environmental groups challenging the issuance of over 4,000 federal applications for permit to drill in the Powder River Basin and in New Mexico, according to the press release from Governor Gordon's office. The state joined oil and gas companies working in Wyoming to support the approved permits and meet the nation's need for affordable energy. The judge dismissed the lawsuit, finding the plaintiffs did not have standing to sue. The state supported that position. Governor Gordon said this ruling is a welcome decision for the people of Wyoming and a victory for American families who need affordable oil and gas that is produced responsibly in Wyoming. I will continue to work with our Attorney General to protect Wyoming's interests, and I thank our legal team for its work on behalf of the state. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.